she didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Before an estimated crowd of 200,000 at St. Peter's Square, the open-air funeral mass of the People's Pope is just about to get underway. CBS's Tony Aiello tells us Pope Francis's wooden coffin was sealed last night.
For 3 days, tens of thousands of mourners waited in line for hours to say farewell.
It's just important to remember Pope Francis and everything that he did, whether it be the gestures that he made towards people, the smallest things to the biggest things.
American journalist Kelsey Gussie, who works for Vatican News, will receive the honor of doing the first reading at the Pope's funeral.
I think he'd be very happy, or he'd feel very honored that so many people will remember him in such beautiful and genuine ways.
Both President Trump and former President Biden, a Catholic, are at the funeral. Virginia Giuffre, who accused Britain's Prince Andrew of sexual abuse when she was 17, is reported by her family to have died by suicide.
The 41-year-old was recovering at a remote farm property in Western Australia after being hospitalized more than a month ago after a serious car accident. That farmhouse is where she died. Her family has issued a statement saying she lived there for several years, and it's with broken hearts they announce her passing. She was one of the most vocal victims in a sex scandal that began in her teens. Prince Andrew has repeatedly denied any involvement. Scott Maiman for CBS News, Canberra, Australia.
Wisconsin Judge Hannah Dugan was arrested by the FBI and charged with obstruction after allegedly trying to help an undocumented defendant avoid arrest by ICE agents. CBS's Scott McFarlane explains how it got to that point.
The allegations are that she knowingly, after saying it was absurd that immigration agents had come to her courtroom a week ago, then sent the immigration agents to her boss's office, the chief judge, then moved the defendant the immigration agents there were there to get to a jury box seat, then out a door, a private hallway only jurors use, and after which the agents caught up after a foot chase with the defendant, arrested him. Feds say all of that sequence of events is felony obstruction.
Luigi Mangione, accused of murdering a healthcare executive on a Manhattan sidewalk, pleaded not guilty in federal court Friday, but CBS's Katrina Kaufman tells us his lawyers are putting the death penalty on trial.
Mangione's attorneys have called this a purely political decision. They say that it is state-sponsored murder, and they want the death penalty precluded from this trial.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Shopping with your parents can be embarrassing.
Why would they sell jeans with holes in them? I'm going to speak to the manager.
Mom!
That hoodie is giving. You should get it. YOLO.
Thanks to the Chase mobile app, your kid can shop independently while you keep an eye on their spending. So you can go from,
we can be twinsies,
to,
how was shopping? Saw you stayed on budget.
Thanks, Mom.
Freedom for kids. Control for parents. That's family banking from Chase.
Account subject to approval. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. Member FDIC.
A renowned furniture design market gets underway today.
Some 75,000 people are expected to attend what's called the High Point Spring Market in North Carolina. It's a semi-annual furniture design show that's the biggest such market in the world. Market spokeswoman Tammy Covington.
The tariff situation has caused a lot of uncertainty in our industry.
industry and therefore some uncertainty for market.
Traditionally, about 10% of the market attendance comes from overseas. That's expected to be down noticeably this market. Jim Krasula, CBS News, High Point, North Carolina.
New Trump administration rule changes could allow automakers to report fewer crashes involving self-driving cars, with Tesla potentially the main beneficiary. The Transportation Department will no longer require automakers to report certain non-fatal crashes. That's if the partial self-driving vehicles using so-called Level 2 systems, the kind Tesla uses, and that would result in fewer reported Tesla accidents. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly to mostly cloudy today, we'll see a high near 48 degrees and a strong north wind at times. For tonight, mostly clear, a low around 38. For Sunday, mostly sunny and a high near 52. For Monday, 64 and breezy. Storms Monday night. Currently 46 degrees.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Where my thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Where my thoughts are escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me, silently for me.
When the truth is found to be we
Radio Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
In that very special way,
you taught it to me too.
you do, and now you love me too. 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 Now you love me too.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to preventchildabuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Where's
chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day bringing gifts from far away, but he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, Brandy, silent town, and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Local news, and now, Timeless Hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin, and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom, and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Stop and thank you, baby. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. Hey now, how sweet it is to be loved by you. Oh baby, how sweet it is to be loved by you. Yes, it is. What would I be without you in my life? Everything was just a bore. All the things I did, since I've done them before. But you brighten up all my days with a love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. Better to me than I've been.
a Sunday afternoon.
News and Timeless Hits. WRJN.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands,
to show you everyone it's the time of the season for love.
What's your name? Who's your daddy?
He rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for.
Who's your daddy?
He rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Keeps coming. S as in a special D. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown. No such person, no such zone. This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're riding on it.
Return to sender, address unknown. No such number, no such zone.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker in London. World leaders and homeless people, equally honored guests at the funeral of Pope Francis, getting underway right now. There's a brilliant sun shining down on St. Peter's Square, the wooden and zinc coffin of the pontiff who died Monday at 88, placed before a vast crowd. Among the mourners, President Trump, Prince William, and Ukraine's President Zelensky, who got a spontaneous round of applause from the crowd when he appeared. Vatican expert John Allen is there.
The Pope was extraordinarily active on Ukraine from the very beginning of this conflict. At one point, he actually appointed a personal diplomatic troubleshooter, Cardinal Matteo Zuppi of Bologna, who's the president of the Italian Bishops' Conference, who traveled to Moscow and to Beijing and to Washington and to Brussels to try to bring an end to this conflict, or at least to try to bring some humanitarian relief to it.
CBS's Nancy Cordes on what President Trump might or might be doing on the sidelines today.
He may see those foreign leaders. There's obviously a lot to talk about, from Ukraine to tariffs, but we don't anticipate that there will be any serious closed-door sit-down meetings taking place.
Back at home, CBS News Pentagon reporter Eleanor Watson tells us about the latest controversy surrounding